streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mark Panther. Your Panthers look to wrap up the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic with playing for third and fourth place here against La Junta today. Delta beat Peak to Peak yesterday and what ended up being a nail biter. They went into the bottom of the seventh inning, leading that game 10-4 and ended up winning 10-9 after Peak to Peak loaded the bases and scored five runs. So, and then Eaton last night, I'm not sure anyone's beating Eaton this year, folks. They are that good. You know, they've got four kids that have signed letters of intent to play at the Division One schools and good Division One programs like LSU and Arkansas and, you know, and of course, Walker Martin, who is projected to go in the first round of the amateur draft. But today it's La Junta. Delta going to roll their ace. Braden Sprout in this game, so look to have success on the back of Braden. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Delta head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main in Delta, is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve played two games yesterday, and, you know, baseball, just like any other sport, is kind of a fickle beast. You know, two totally different games against two totally different teams.
Yeah, you know, Peak to Peak, they, you know, I like the way they play. They play the game the right way, and, you know, they put pressure on us, and, you know, there were times we didn't handle the pressure, and that's kind of been a bugaboo for us this year, and we're working on that. Hopefully we get those ironed out. And then Eaton, you know, like I was telling La Junta coach this morning, you know, they're a fun team to watch if you're not in the dugout, you know, because they flat get after. They're strong 1-9, and then probably 5 or 6 deep on the bench, you know, and their pitching's phenomenal. You know, they're a team that I think could probably win state at all 5 levels. You know, I think they could win it at 5A. They're a very good team.
And that's the nice thing about this tournament is we come over front range, we get to see teams we wouldn't necessarily get to see, like La Junta, like Eaton, you know, Obviously, University came to us this year for the league tournament, but that's another team that, you know, we get experience against. And, you know, you get the experience playing against these good teams. And like I said yesterday, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we do this, you know, and that's why we schedule those teams. You know, our league's getting better. You know, looking through scores yesterday, you know, our league's going to be a tough league this year. And, you know, this is going to help us for that. It's going to help us for postseason, and that's why we do it. You know, you've got to play really clean baseball, and sometimes, you know, even when you play clean ball and, you know, do things right, you come up on the short end, and that's what happens when you play very good teams.
So you got Brady Sprout starting pitching today. He is the ace of this squad. What was the strategy involved in holding him back until the third game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we wanted to give ourselves an opportunity to win two games. And, you know, I hope people understand where we're coming from on that. You know, you could probably combine the top kids in the state and play against Eaton. And, you know, it would be a ball game, you know. So, you know, our philosophy was, let's get through game one with Landon Kendall, and he pitched great against Peak to Peak, and let's just kind of piece things together, get some guys work against Eaton, let them see some better hitters and work on things, and then have, you know, Braden for, you know, game three, whoever it was we were going to play. And, you know, we can also come back to Ty Reed. He's got about 40 pitches or so today, and Jacob Hancock and, Rip Lockhart. So, you know, we played it to where we would have available arms on game three, because a lot of times you get in these tournaments, you don't have a lot left game three, but we feel pretty good about it.
Talk real quick on a tournament like this and a long road trip and how that affects the chemistry of this team. And it allows, you know, the boys to kind of come together a little bit and just build that camaraderie on a long road trip like this.
Yeah, it's absolutely priceless. These guys are pretty close-knit, and, you know, anytime you spend time on the road, you know, you spend six and a half hours in a minivan or a minibus, and then you're going to, you know, eat breakfast together and, you know, rooming together and that sort of thing. It builds bonds, and it builds trust, and, you know, that's what we've been preaching. You know, these guys have to trust the process, and, you know, a lot of times that's done through trusting each other. And, you know, it just builds trust and it builds camaraderie. And it's one of the great things about baseball. All right, good luck today. Go Swarovski. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Hey,
doing the starting lineup now for both teams. I'll get to those after the national anthem.
Dressing facilities are a whole host of porta potties, a great building outside.
All right, we'll get you the starting lineup. Not starting with yourself, the Panthers, who are going to be the away team once again today in this game. They haven't been the home team all tournament long. White James today, leading off will be the left fielder, Connor Workman, batting second and shortstop, Landon Clay, batting third, and behind the dish will be Luke Gastineau in the cleanup spot, number seven, the right fielder, Ty Reed, batting fifth, the first baseman, Ryland Bynum, batting sixth, the starting pitcher, Braden Sprout, batting seventh, the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin, who's hitting for the center fielder, Brett Leo, batting eighth will be the third baseman, Jesse Delgado, and batting ninth, the second baseman, Landon Kennel. You can see Coach Steve Ryer mixing things up a little bit in the lineup. Starting lineup for the La Junta Tigers, leading off will be the left fielder, Jeremiah Martinez, batting second. Their starting pitcher, Tyler Malden, batting third, the third baseman, Luke Garner. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Trevor Johnston. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Steven Stallone. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Jade Grimsley. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Theo Fisher. Batting for second baseman, Elijah Mondragon. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Eli Stokes. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Luis Casterholm. So, take a look at Malden's numbers now on the mound here. Like, he has had two appearances, 1-0, 7 earned run average. 9 walks, 6 strikeouts. An opponent's on base average of 158. So we'll see what Delta can do here against him. Head coach for La Junta, Ryan Dennehy. Told me that all generally they're center fielders, so lead me to believe not the ace of the staff, maybe their third pitcher. Talking time, first pitch is going to be lined on the left field line and fouled by Workman. On the weekend, Sonner is 1-for-5 on catcher interference. On an error, he's also stolen a base. So, talking to Steve about Sonner in the leadoff spot, how much I like it there. And Steve agrees that, you know, not necessarily your typical leadoff hitter, but, you know, gets on base quite a bit, takes strike one, even strike two. He's got some speed there. Showed that with the beautiful bunt he laid down at Peach Peak yesterday. The third baseman was playing back. Connor laid down a bunt down the baseline and takes ball one outside. And it's a beautiful bunt. You see, beat it out. Faison never really had a chance to get him. So, got some nasty out there in left field. It's like a linebacker playing baseball. Counts even now at 2 to Connor. Pitch from Bolt. Taken outside and counts Bolt. Connor's gotten a little more patient at the plate as well. But that would get off. Doesn't swing at many first pitches up there. Stay off pitch. Comes on the ground in the hole on the left side for a base hit. Berkman quickly rounds first, takes a look, and then retreats to the bag. Fist bump from first base coach Paul Steen on that one. Good way to lead off the game for Connor, and now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando on the weekend sentence 7 with a double, a run scored, and a walk. A long look in. Checks out 1 minute first. Now he's set. Stretch the pitch. Gonna be hit in the air to right field. The right fielder Stoker gets to it. And the workman beats the bag and bagging up there. One out, and Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke is forced in on the left side against the righty Malton. Has it signed and delivered. That one comes inside on Gastineau for a ball. 2-2 back out of the way on that one. Again, a long look by Malt. No objective on it. Simple. Didn't need it first. Throw over and probably not quite as close as that look. Tag was down by the first baseman Fallon on Corkman's foot, so clearly back in plenty of time. And the pitch. Taken for a strike. Just the inside of half of plate. In the case. Gastineau, pretty patient at the plate, likes to go deep into count, throw over on the pickoff to first, working back at first, plenty of time. Working for the good lead. 1-1 pitch from Paul, swing and a miss, Workman going on the delayed steal. Connor, see his second. I think that might have been a hit and run call. And Luke's not able to make contact. So Workman in scoring position now. Gastineau going to have to be tough with 2. And somebody called time at the plate. Not sure who it was, but step out. Just club. Step back in. And the pitch. Breaking ball will plunk Gastineau. He claps as he heads up the baseline. Leads me to believe that no pain, no gain. And head coach for the Tigers, then he comes out of the dugout and saying that Gastineau actually boots his elbow into the path of the ball. That'll bring Ty Reed up to the plate. Jazz Wilk will be the courtesy runner for Gastineau. Ty's 3-for-3 on the weekend. Been hit by pitch, he's coming there. stolen a base as an RBI and three runs scored. He's going to foul it back out of play behind him. Straight back over the backstop. So again, the winner of this game, be the third place finisher in the tournament. Eaton University is the double steals on a check swing foul by Reed. I think that. Not sure if that was a double steal or a hit and run call for the bat, but 0-2 now to the Delta right fielder. Eaton University playing for the championship and stay at noon. He's the 7th, 8th place game on. As they've got Workman kicked off a second, but the throw was high and away from the bag, so Connor able to dive back safely. They had Connor leaning. A good throw might have gotten him. So Workman the runner at second, Wilkes at first. Good move by Hall down the pit. That's outside, gets past. Catcher Grimsley, they'll track it down, but not before the runner scoops up 90 feet. Delta now with two runners in scoring position. Ty Reed with a 1-2 count. So, they have to protect. Hall with a long look, and he's ready now. Pitch out of the windup. That one's outside. Low, so the count's even. Job by the catcher Grimson to block that one. Certainly anything getting by him to the backstop is going to score the speedy Workman third. Pitch, that's going to hit Reed. Ty wears that one well, and Delta will have the base loaded, and they're going to say, are they going to say that Ty moved into that? Because that was not the case. That came inside on him and hit him in the hand or in the arm. Ryer pleading his case, saying that hit Ty legitimately. The umpire saying he moved into it. So, instead of being the bases being loaded, it's going to be a full count to Ty. Unless they call that a foul ball. They may call that a foul ball. As it hits, they're going to say, maybe they're saying that hit the bat. Okay. 2-2 pitch. This is outside. And now it's full count. All little third in. Got his sign. And the pitch. Going to be on the ground. Actually, it's in the air. It's going to bounce over the left fielder's head all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. A two RBI double for Reed. And Delta's on the board. 2-0. Good start for Delta here. Started their last several games with scoring a couple runs in the first inning. See if they can hold on to this one as the game goes on. And Alden spins, throws, a little hesitation on his part, waiting for his shortstop Johnson to get there to cover and read back in time. Ty kind of froze out there with all fun. I wouldn't see what was going to happen. Rylan Bynum hits it on the ground up the middle, takes a hop over the shortstop head, and that's a base hit. The ball's going to get away. as they try to throw it to the catcher, and Bynum brings up the second on the error, on the throwing error by the center fielder. Aiden Sprout will step in on the left side. Fredo once before on the weekend with a loss, an RBI, hit by a pitch, and scored a couple of runs. Today he'll be on the bump. Got the one out here in the top of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch called. Wait a minute. Steven. Going into first and third, second and third. The pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for a strike. Chatter coming out of the dugout. They didn't like that call. So now, Brady going to have to be tough with two. Here's the pitch. Going outside. And the count will again to the. Fredo steps out, now back in. Long look in. Fine ball, he'll take off the side. Now he's set. Here's the piece of delivery to Sprout. That one's called strike three on that inside corner again. Not sure I agree with it, but two strikes, anything close, you gotta try to make contact. So that'll bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Designated hitter. For five with an RBI on the weekend. Take strike one right down the center. Again, a long look in by Malt. And the pitch. One is foul out of play. That one hung up there in the air for a while. 0-2 quickly to Ficklin, and going to have to stop with two. This one on the ground in the hole on the left side of the slow roller. Shortstop Johnston up with it, but not able to get make the throw, and Ficklin is on with an RBI infield hit. He scored third. The Delta now up 3-0, and Bynum will advance to third. Delta with runners at the corners, and Jesse Delgado to the plate. Delgado 1-for-4 on the weekend. Pitch. Gonna miss time. Ficklin not the fleetest of foot at first. Got a pretty deep down there, I would say. In secondary, that one tails inside on Delgado for ball two. Again, Ficklin not a threat to run at first, but pitch, that one back up the middle past the pitcher Malden, and shortstop Johnston fields it in front of second base. Steps on the bag for the third out of inning. The Delta scoring three runs on four hits, one left on, and the one error by Mahanta. We're going to go to the bottom of the first, and Mahanta will take their shot at Braden Sprout. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back to the period. Tom Roach Field, University High School, was great to finish up his warm-up process defensively once again for Delta. First to third, Bynum, Kennel, Clay, and Delgado, left to right in the outfield, Workman, Leho, and Reed. Gastineau behind the plate, with Sprout on the mound, Rado being his first action of the tournament here. Braden, the lefty. One of the couple lefties that Delta has on their staff, Don Rayleigh, the other one, and that's at least the one that comes to mind. And he got to start yesterday against Eaton. I didn't think he did horribly. Again, Eaton, what are you going to do? As Steve said in the pregame interview, the think Eaton could win the state championship at any level in 5A. Delta leads 2-0 here, but LaHunta gets to come to the plate here in the first inning. We'll see what they bring with Jeremiah Martinez coming to the plate. Martinez batting 89 on, or coming into this tournament with a triple. 7 walks, 3 strikeouts. As always, Fredo's on. Gone. He can hit against him. It's going to miss low. Fredo stares in. Death. Finds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Off the plate. Tight. Fifth. Strike at the knee. Then Trout picks up. One back. Soft chopper on to first. Throw is low, dug out by Bynum. And then he'll throw it in the left field. Regardless, there's one out. Hit the Tyler Malden will come to the plate. Malden batting 500 on the three doubles and a triple. It's blocked by Stryka and hit by the pitch twice. Excuse me, 5 times. And on base, it's going to we'll take ball one. And I said, Maul generally center fielder type spot. Said, next swing. Yeah, set and pitch. front end of town. Again, route goes 1 and 2 on the hitter. Good. Catch the inside corner for strike. Oh, my count got off. Count finished. Good. Chopper. Play it short. First. Gonna overthrow Bynum. Bastino's slow in getting over to back up. Head first slide by Maul, moves in there ahead of the tag. Good throw by Death. Garner will come to the plate. Gonna get hurt if he's gonna hit Maul. Gonna be Tony Rodriguez. Garner coming into the tournament. At a 472 with 8 doubles and a triple. Strike one. 9 walks, 8 strikeouts. One is sending to 17. Sit. Bring it a minute. Step out, no, back here. Grab that. So, it's the outside, the breaking ball. Still ahead in the count. Players, Kennel, sit out. Brother Rodriguez, back in. Scout looks that way, now comes home, catches the outside. Oh, I thought he got that one. Apparently just missed black and down. That was close. It's called missing close. Good. This one flips it into left field. Workman over, plays it on the hop. He fires it in. It's going to be cut off by Delgado, and Rodriguez will score from second. RBI single by Garner. That brings shortstop Trevor Jones. That is 50 coming into the tournament. 5 doubles. Triple, 12 RBI, walked 5 times, struck out 11. By Garner, for his time, just held on by Bynum. Route looks over there, now comes home, which down the right field line. Stay fair, trouble it is. Into the corner, Reed, up with it, fires it in. Going to be cut off by Bynum. Back-to-back hit, single and a double have got a scoring position for the Tigers. Steven Salas has come to the plate. Long look in by Sprout. Drop a couple of times. And time solves the plate. I look at it. 5 on the coming into the tournament, a couple of doubles, 7 RBI. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts for Sting. Tip the first pitch. Over the catcher. Strike one. One out here in the bottom of the first. Delta with 1 advantage. Good. Breaking ball. This is him around the strike zone, but not in it. So it takes off the time. Now he's set. Got the pitcher. That one catches. Grado ahead in the count again. Then Tiger first base. It's going to be shot by all at the plate. Long look in, good. And step off his gas, so called time. And not sure if this is the case of signs, it looks there, but it didn't look like Luke and Brado were on the same page. So Gaston drops out there to clear things up. It's like they're ready now. Luke back behind the plate. Crouch him down. Crouch back. And delivers. Could be in the dirt. Foul out of play. Off bumper of an out in the park. Got to play. Case of wondering, I parked Stewart way down right field line in foul territory. I figured they could hit it there. They've earned it. This one's a hot shot to third. Delgado up with it to first. Good throw. Not allowing the runners to advance, and there's two outs in the inning. Times three on the foot up. And Brinkley, the catcher, will come to the plate. Brinkley, that is 400 coming to the tournament. The double. Walk the K. And it's eight. Again, runners at second, third. Starting at third, jump to second. Great at second. That one inside quarter for the call. In case you're wondering, I'm just right playing. I'm not better, so I can't tell you exactly how accurate the all strikes are around the plate, so I'm going to have to rely on the umpire's judgment there. It's going to take strike one. And foul back. Long look in for Brado once again. 1-2 delivery. One's going to be popped up. Back to the backstop. Gaston gets safe. Not able to get there. Luke taking slow to pick that up. Man, thought it was out of play until Sprout started sprinting from the mound. Gaston tossed the mask and tried to get to it. Just not quick enough. So, can't remain 1-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Pitch. Drop foul down the left to the third base line. picked up down there by the third baseman. I believe that's Ryan Benning. Pitch. This one's lifted into left field. Workman tracking it. Makes the catch and ends the inning. So, one run scored that inning on two hits left on. One error by Delta. At the end of one, Delta leads 3-1. We'll head to the second inning with 9-1-2 in the order due up. You're listening to Delta Fantasy Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Tom Rhodes Field for University High School and Mark Panthers. Landon Kennel's you up for the Panthers. Landon without an at bat so far on the weekend. And starting pitcher and that hit for by the designated hitter in game one. Came in late in the game against Beaton as a defensive replacement, never came to the plate. Did get the win against Peak to Peak on the mound. He's swinging at the first pitch like that in the center field. Casterhan takes a couple steps to his right and makes the play. One out and Connor Workman comes to the plate. He got, hit it in the hole on the left side to lead off the game. Came around to score after a stolen base. Got Delta on the board. They lead 3-1 right now. Top of the second inning. The pitch. It's outside. Pitch. That'll miss outside. Workman up early in the clock. Connor steps out, now he'll step back in, right on right. Alden gets the sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. Alden's ready. And delivers. That one's in the dirt. It's 3-1 to Delta left fielder. Working back in. Ball. Long in by Ball. Now he'll stick and fire. This one on the ground to second. Ball dragging up with it. On the fourth, 4-3 on the foot out. Now two outs in the inning. Landon Clay will come to the plate throughout the right field last inning. And there's steps in. Home. Get long look in. Holds the glove up to his face. Now delivers. This one back up the middle. Shortstop Johnston. Up Kirkwood had overthrows the first base in play, looks back as he's rounding first, that needs to get there in a hurry, slides into second safely just ahead of the throw. Orlando. Be on second as a result of the E6, and Luke Gaston will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch last inning. Cavs both came in to run for him. Cavs came around the score. Scored on the RBI double by Reed, but also scored Workman. He's at the plate with two outs. Ball ready. Delivers. This is in the dirt, but kept out front by Chatsy Grimsley. Then a long look in by Malm. Now he's set. He'll check the runner's play. It's back. Now comes home. That pitch will miss inside. It's 2-0 to the Delta Catchers. Play had a short lead last pitch. See if he bends it a little bit. Nope, still kind of short there. The pitch. That missed inside again. Ball looking for that inside corner, not finding it. Three straight pitches. And play with the short lead. The pitch. That one finds the inside corner for a strike. I believe Gaston was taking the entire way on that. Ball's ready. Looks to play at second. Now comes home. Misses. And a five-pitch walk to Gastineau. And we're going to get a courtesy runner and Wilkes will take over at first. Ty Reed will come to the plate. He had that two RBI double, like I mentioned. Came around to score himself last minute. So play at second, Wilkes at first. Same situation that Reed found himself in the first. Two outs here, the pitch. Bracing ball, can't drop it in the zone. And that's 1-0. And Alden spins, play gets back just before the second base. The Lone Dragon drops the tag on his back. Good move there by Alden second. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground is short. Johnson up with it. Hops to the first. And gets tied. 6-3 on the put up. No damage done in that inning by Zelta. One error by the Tigers. We will head to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacia Sinicki at the Sunflower can help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacia believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacia Sinicki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
My mic during the break, so that disturbed some people. I apologize. So, proud to face the bottom of the Hunter's order here with Fisher, Stoker, and Kasperhan. 7, 8, 9 hole hitters. Theo Fisher, today's designated hitter for the Tigers. Batting 533 on the season. 3 doubles, 2 triples. 10 walks, 6 strikeouts. He's got an on-base percentage. 689. He'll be in on the right side against Fredo, the lefty. And the pitch. From this slope. Fredo's got his sign, takes some fire. The dirt. And Fisher up early with the count. Well. On looked in Sprout. Oh, comes that now. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Hit by Brado. Hit for Brado. That one business. Looking to bear down now with a one pitch. Here it comes. One popped up on the infield kennel, trying to find it out under the grass and make the play. Kennel kept drifting back into right field, but still tracked it well and able to make the catch. One out. Stokes will come to the plate. Okay. Ball one. That is nine. River. Right. The outside corner. Stokes on the feet batting 390. With a couple of doubles to triple. 6 walks, 5 strikeouts. 1-1. One. Just fell out of play on the right side, and that sounded like it caught a vehicle in the parking lot. Out. Again with a long look in. Found a signing light. Set. And delivers. One hit foul. also out in the parking lot. It'll take a couple of bounces before it hits the vehicle 3 rows deep. That remains 1-2 with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Delta beats 3-1 on this Sunday. Pitch from Sprout. Strike 3 called. A little elevated in the zone, but Grado able to catch the outside corner and pull stove. First strikeout of the game for Brady. With 2 down, Luis Castro will come to the plate. Tiger, center field, you're batting 500 with double. Take strike 1. Castro. Walk, 4 strikeouts. Pitch, swing and a miss. Stepping away from the plate, it looks. Castro on 4. At bat on Tuesday. Got an count now, so he's got some work to do against Delta 8. Sprout pitch back up the middle. This one's going to be fielded by Clay at short. On the first, good throw. 6-3 on the put out. Tigers go in order. Delta will be sending the 5, 6, and 7 hitters to the plate in the top of the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, not even Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Thick lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
At Tom Roach Field, University High School, getting ready to start the third inning. Delta leads 3-1 for the La Junta Tigers. Playing for third place here in the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. It's Steve Ryder's goal coming into the tournament was to win at least 2 games. They're halfway there with the victory yesterday. Looking to complete the task here against La Junta. Rylan Bynum comes to the plate, reached on. Actually had a single in the first to take strike 1. Ball hit back up the middle and the center fielder missed the cutoff man on the throw-in and on the error as Bynum lifts this over the shortstop's head for another base hit into left field. Finish the thought there. First, Bynum able to reach second on the throwing error by the center fielder, but stranded at third. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He struck out looking on a questionable pitch in the first. Good lead by Rye down at first. Held on by Salas. Pitch. And Sprout was squaring the bunt and pulled back, got hit by the pitch. Grado gives a sign that it's all right. So Delta was winners at first and second now. And Ficklin will come to the plate. He singled in the first. Got himself an RBI out of it. Pitch. This one's in the left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to get away from the left fielder, Martinez. And Bynum will be waved in. Sprout's going to take third. Throw not in time. Sprout on the throw, able to get to third. So an RBI. Well, fortunately, Evan not going to pick up the RBI because of the error. And Jesse Delgado will come to the plate with runners on the corner. Actually, it looks like Lance Porter going to pinch hit. Pitch to Lance is going outside for a ball. Ficklin with a short lead at first, held on by Salas. Pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll leave him a count at one. Sprout with a short lead at third. And third base of Garner backing off the bag. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and away. The Porter's going to have to be tough, too. All there's it. Set. Pitch. Can't get Porter to chase on a pitch in the dirt and outside. That'll account it too. Steps out now. Back in. Ficklin with a set bigger lead down there at first now. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch by Malden, but outside the zone. One out in the top of the third, and Landon Kennel will come to the plate. He's 0-1 today. Short lead by Ficklin at first. Short lead by Sprout at third. Pitch to Kennel and taken for a strike. It's breaking ball from Hall. Long look in by Hall. They're working on deck. Kennel will take strike two on the outside corner. Again, Kennel, only a freshman. Pretty good defense, but on the bar, a lot of specifics. Pitch going to be hit down the line and right. It's a foul and out of play. So Kennel continues to battle at the plate. One run in already in the spinning double. 4-1. Stop the third. 0-2 pitch that missed outside. Paul trying to get Kennel to stay. Landon didn't bite. Runners on the corner, the Panthers. Crowd at third, Ficklin at first. Pitch. Back up the middle with second base with Bondragon. Has a chance to turn two, and the speedy Kennel beats out the throw. Ficklin out at second for the second out of the inning. But Kennel going to get the RBI out of that. And Sprout scores the third. Connor Workman comes to the plate. Connor, 1-2 today. Total base for the run scored. Short lead by Kennel at first. Pitch, as Workman. Where's the bunt? Pulls back, takes ball one. Back pick thrown by the catcher Grimsley, not in time to get Kennel. Back standing up. On look in by Malbus. He's second. The pitch, runner's going. Throw down, Kennel slides in ahead first. Throw not in time by Grimsley, that'll be stolen base for Landon. Two outs and a runner on second. 2-0 to count to Workman. Looks down at Kennel, now comes to the plate for the pitch. Inside, about shoulder high. Now Workman, I imagine, taking all the way here with a 2-0 count. Goes far. Pitch, gonna pull that back. That's ball four, so a four-pitch block to Workman here with two outs. Delta will have runners at first and second. That'll bring up Landon Slay, 0-for-1 today, didn't reach on an error last week. Throwing error by the shortstop Jones. The pitch by Malt. Comes in high. Play steps out, now back in. Malt. There's in. That has a sign now. Pitch. Play's going to take strike one. Counts even at one. Pitch. That's high. Kennel the runner at second, Workman the runner at first. 2-1 pitch to play. Just slow. Long look in by Malb. Set now. Pitch. This one. Hit into left field, and over the left fielder, Martinez's head. It rolls to the wall. Kennel will score. Here comes Workman racing around third. Clay holds up in second, sees where the throw goes. It's cut off by the pitcher, Malden. That's going to be a 2-RBI double for the Delta shortstop. That'll bring Gastineau to the plate. Gastineau with a walk, and he was hit by pitch in the first inning. Guys broke him around the scores, and Curtis is running back in the first. Delta gets four runs in the inning. They're up 7-1 now. Top of three. Gastineau will take strike one. Pitch that Gastineau was hit by in the first and questioned by the La Junta head coach, Brian Dennehy, that Luke whisked his arm into the pitch, caused to get hit by it. Didn't win that argument. Made the umpire aware to keep an eye out for it. Gill one is taken for a ball and counts even. Hit way outside. Now 2-1 to the Delta Jets. Play the runner at second after his 2-RBI double. This battle is on. I think that's a breaking ball, but this is a breaking ball. Yes, no, we'll step out of the box. the batting glove. Steps back in. Left on right matchup here, of course, Gaskell. Ball. There's it. Now he's ready. Hit. That one's way outside, and it's second walk of the game drawn by Gaskell. Gaskell's out of the dugout. Take the switch and run for loop. Delta runners at first and second once again for Tyree. One for two today with a double. Couple RBIs in the run score. Tyree. It's down for his sign now. Steps in. All bears it. He gets his sign. And delivers. Gonna miss low, just below the knee. He goes up early, 1-0. Hit. One's gonna be hit to center fielder Casterhan tracking it. And he will retire the Delta right fielder. A nice batter to come to the plate in the inning. Delta scores four on three hits. Left a couple runners on. No errors by the Tigers. Delta's going to face the top of the order for Mahanta here in the bottom of the third. That's when he come back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audience Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Rain crowd out to pitch the third. Olympic Tigers getting their second look at Brado now. Through the line. Jeremiah Martinez will lead off the inning. He grounded back to Brado to lead off. The bottom of the first day. Grab set. And delivers. High strike call. Like a breaking pitch from the ground. Pitch. That one fits the outside. Gaskinel trying to frame that one up and did not entice the umpire into calling the strike. Pitch. Clean a miss. Good pitch by Sprout. Back to Gaskinel framing the pitch. That means pitch outside Gaskinel. Tries to move his glove back toward the plate to make it look or appear like he was strike over the plate. Here's the 1-2. This one's close foul down the first base line. Trying to the umpire into calling the strike there. And talking to umpires, I know a lot of them say if they say anything for the catcher's mitt, they don't call it a strike. That pitch, this is even counted. I umpired a little bit in several years ago, I tried just to watch the ball as it crossed the front end of the plate, technically what you're supposed to do as umpire. Pitch, foul the plate. It depends on an umpire, like their strike zone. So it's a liberal strike zone, like you saw in Durango, or tight strike zone, like you saw in Pizza Pizza. Fish. This one is lifted down the left field line and foul. Can't remain even at two. Really, with an umpire, all you're looking for is just got to consistently having a liberal strike zone, calling it supposed to. Got to adjust to that. That's just taking both the ball through. Got a small square of a strike zone. Got to adjust to that. As both a hitter and a pitcher. Small strike zone like that makes it difficult for the pitcher, though. Don't want to hang anything right over the plate. If that pitch is not, that's a breaker that slides from the outside in and gets Martinez looking. So, just to finish the thought, pitcher doesn't want to hang anything out over the plate with a batter to drive his pitcher, but it's tough when a umpire has a small little box that strikes. So far today, played umpire strike zone proving to be pretty different. Played umpire today, called a few more strikes that are elevated in the zone. Still a strike, in my opinion. Higher than the bell. About that. Off the end of the bat. Umpires called a few more strikes that are elevated in the zone, like I said, compared to what we blatantly. Many of you know the strike zone considered from the armpits to the knees and the width of the plate, so black to the black. That pitch catches the black on the outside for the strike. A lot of umpires will not call that hard. Pitch. Off speed. Second, Kennel will pull the first baseman Bynum off the bag with throw. Alden. First, Curtis Runner, I mean, Rodriguez here. And that'll bring up Garner, who had an RBI single for knocking in Hunter's only run. He's going to hit it up the middle. Play, hit, field it, takes it himself. Good stretch by Bynum at first, and Delta rolls two. Three on the double play, and Delta, the Tigers in order, just not the conventional way. So coming up in the top of the fourth will be the 5, 6, 7 hitters once again in the lineup for Delta. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Tom Roach Field, I'm Mark Cantor. Delta lead 7-1. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Like we're going to get a pitching change. And it looks like I think the Fowler is coming in to pitch. If we can figure out, I think he's gone to first base there. Looks like it's Stokes who moves to first from right. Guessing Castor on the right. Alden in the center of the pool. Check on that to make sure. Bynum will lead off the inning once again for Delta as he rips it down the third base line and just fell. Thought that might have gone over the bag, but not. Brew is 2-for-2 today with a run scored. Pitch. Going outside. Pitch. It's low. One. Get in the air to right. Pass. Unable to track it down. One out in the inning, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Hit by a pitch and scored last inning. Struck out in the first. Ballas bears him. Ready now. Pitch. And Sprout. A nice bunt up the third base line. Garner. Not able to make a good throw, so an infield hit by Sprout, as I think he was going to beat over regardless of the throw. That'll bring up Evan Franklin, or excuse me, Ficklin. By Sprout down at first, held on by Stokes. It's third, take a small one. Delta has a sign for some of the hitters that they trust at third base and back. Sprout is off and running. The throw down is not in time. It's a little offline as well. Brad will have a stolen bat. Hits the ball. So the thing, Delta has a sign for certain features like Sprouts and Workman that let them know that the third baseman is playing back. They have the option of playing down a bunt and trying to beat it out if they would like. 2-0 is taken for a strike. Pitch. This one's a base hit into left field. They are going to wave Sprout in as the left fielder hesitates. An RBI single for Ficklin. Second ribby of the day. That'll bring Porter to the plate. Pinch hit for Delgado last inning. Stayed in and played third. Porter struck out swinging in that at bat. Good lead by Ficklin at first. Porter. Okay. Check the swing. They want to appeal to the umpire. And Porter did indeed hold up, so it's a call. Long look in by Salas. Now the pitch. This is low. Salas can set and delivers 2-0. Scott foul down the third baseline. Picked up by Hugh Breyer. Fire it back to the pitcher. And won the count now to the Delta third baseman. And pitch. That one's high and tight. 3-1. Salas. There's in. So he's set. The pitch. It's outside, a 5-pitch walk to Porter, and Delta now is running first and second. And Landon Kennel will come to the plate. Who reached on a fielder's choice last inning on the front end of a double play that got Ficklin a second, but he came around to score a run. He also has an RBI today. To add those totals, this one out here and stop the fourth, it's brought up 8-1. This is outside. One over, this is the ball two. Kennel steps out, gets signs from Joe Trier down at third. Joe's playing in front of the runner at third. Fifth. Chop foul. Again, chop to Steven. The third base coach's box, and he'll fire it back to the pitcher. Porter the runner at first, Ficklin at second. Not a terrible amount of speed on the base pass. Pitch. Ficklin holds up, but it's called a strike on the outside corner. Here's 2-2 pitch from Salas. This one on the ground to third, and he's going to boot it. Garner not able to make the play, and after the error, Delta has the bases loaded. Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor, 1-for-2 with a walk, a couple runs scored today. The opportunity to add some RBIs to days total with one out, the bases loaded. Again, Delta leads 8-1 here in the top of the fourth. Ballers with a long look in as the corners are in. Looks like the entire infield is going to come in now. Try to cut down the runner at home. This one on the ground to third, and again, third baseman Garner could not come up with it. Everybody will be safe. Landon Clay will be up now. Lando is 1-for-2 with a double today. He's also reached on an error. Got a couple of RBIs looking to add to that total. Base is loaded. Pitch. This one's going to be a single to right. That'll score at least one. And Dreyer will hold Kennel up at third as Porter scores. Just station-to-station baseball right now. Delta scores their third run of the inning. Bases remain loaded, and catcher Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke, come to the plate 3 times today, does not have an official at bat. He's walked twice and been hit by a pitch. Up there with the bases loaded here at the top of the fourth, Delta with a 10-1 lead. Pitch. At the knees on the outside corner. Catcher Grimsley jogs out to the mound and has a brief conversation with Salas, then retreats back behind the plate. Salas with a long look in. Happy set. Pitch. This one. On the ground to short. Johnston up with it, and they are not able to turn two as they are saying that Stokes was pulled off the bag by the throw by Johnston, and the home plate umpire is being consulted. So he's going to go, he's going to talk to the field umpire. As of right now, Gastineau will be at first. Well, after the conversation, they're going to call Gastineau out, so the run will not score. And the Tigers have a successful double play, but Delta's still able to push 3 runs across on 3 hits. A couple of errors by the Tigers in that inning. Delta going to face the 4, 5, and 6 holes in the lineup. Braden Spratt will be out to do that. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the fresh, fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Again, back here with you. Pratt finishes up his warm-up process. We'll face Trevor Johnston to start the inning. Johnston doubled in the first. hit from Grado, swing and a miss. Foul on the left side. Route quickly. Head 0-2. Hit. Foul out of play. Long look in by Trout. Now he's ready. Good. That'll miss outside. One, two. Good pitch, but it misses the zone. Down even. Tried to get the ground for the breaking pitch. Good job. And Trout. Good. That breaker gets him. Looking. First out of the inning and it's third strike out of the game for Brado. Bring it solid to the plate. Solid now pitching. Go for one today. Pitch. Foul to play. Jack, I'm going to grab that foul ball. Thoughts from the dugout. Now, crouches back down. Hit. That breaks the ball. Finds the zone and open two to a foul. Bottom of four, one out, Delta, 10-1. One to dribble deeply up the third base line. Porter's got to throw in a hurry. Looks like he might airmail it. Instead, it drops right into Bynum's glove at first. To retire foul is good. Throw by Porter. And now Jay Grimsley will come to the plate for the second. He's 0-1 today. Going on in this. Hook in from Sprout. Ready now. Hit. That gap is the corner. Raiders dealing now. Comes the 0-2 Trout. Swing and a miss. Strike three, fourth strike out of the game as the Tigers go in order. Coming up in the top of the fifth for Delta with either 4-5 and 6 hole hitters. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on audio. Fine.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Tyree will come to the plate. One for three with a double today. A couple RBIs and a run scored. Pitch. Dirt. Balance. There's it. And the pitch on this side. Side quickly up 2-0 here on Salas. Salas comes set and delivers. That'll catch the outside corner for a strike. The long look in for Salas. Ready now, and the pitch, almost outside. 3-1, the count now to the Delta right fielder. Pitch, on the ground, second base, Mondragon, not able to field it. Reed, Keon first with the result of the error. And Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum 2-for-3 today. Scored a run. Looks like we're going to get a pinch runner for Reed. And number 17, Joe Black, will come in to run. Black with some speed to it. Been sparing these tournaments. Has been on base once. Pitch. Had teams on the outside corner. Back with a good lead off of first. Held on there by Stone. Salas comes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. In by Salas. Set now. Pitch. Throw it inside. For a ball. Rice steps out. Now back in. Black again off to the suit at first. Salas. Comes set. And delivers. Find him. With a single. In the left field, he's going to bobble it, and Black will take third. Nobody is covering home, and Black realized it, but was a little too late to react. And regardless, Joe will end up at third on the error by the left fielder. Bynum ends up at second as a result. Now Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Braden's 1-for-2 today. Hit by a pitch, scored a couple of runs. He's also got a stolen base. Pitch. I'll miss. Boom. Ball one. No outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Delta leads 10-1. Threatening to put up more. Pitch. This one's on the ground the second. I'm dragging up with it on the first. Pretty much as good as a sacrifice bunt of Blackwood Storm. Bynum takes third. One out, and Evan Sicklin will come to the plate. Evan, three singles today. RBI and a run scored. Pitch. One. Lifted into right field. Basterhan tracks it down, throws it in. Trout will tag. Excuse me, Bynum will tag and score for third. Two outs, and Lance Porter coming to the plate. Porter 0 for 1 today with a walk and a run scored. Okay, swing and a miss. Double lead 12-1 now. Out, top of five. Six. Another swing and a hit. Wonder steps out, gathers himself, now steps back in. And pitch. Swing and a miss, and a pitch way out of the zone. Lance not happy with himself on that one. Regardless, Delta puts two across here in the top of the fifth to go up by 11. The bottom of the inning, they're going to see 7, 8, 9 holes of the lineup. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Our guest back to you here, Tom Roach Field at University High School. Delta leads 12-1 here at the bottom of the fifth inning. And Braden Sprout looking to go the distance. Chris Stokes and Castor on. Jason will lead off. He's 0-1 today. We'll have his second look at Sprout. Brady's got his sign. And the pitch. Pitch. Kato, around the gravel, step, there's it, ready, pick and fire, hit, call the strike, that's fighter, fastball, start the cup outside back. Play six low. Play two to ten. Go shakes off its phone. Now it's got what to fight. Good. Swing and a miss, strike three. Dash dropped it, but they'll throw on the first to tire Fisher. One out. Strike Stokes, come to the plate, Stokes. Struck out looking in the second. One of the five strikeouts, right? That six so one's on the ground short. Play up with it. Fires first. 6-3 on the foot out. Gasterhan comes to plate. Off the front. Set. Hit. Quote. Now it's here, bottom of the fifth. Got set. And delivered. Check screen, but they're going to say he's there. And let's go. Good. That'll miss. Castellano step out now, back in. Fredo stairs there. Step. Sit. Swing and a miss. That'll be even at two. Wild on the board right now. He's all. Right. Down. Delta. Looks to end this inning and take home third place to Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, that's the ball game. So Delta gonna win this one 12-1 and take home third place in the tournament. Take a break, come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Fans Sports and Audience Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, strainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 940s Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 940screative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 940screative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with some great sprouts. It's a great game today. Giving up just the one run. No walk. Six strikeouts. Evan Sicklin had a good day at the plate, going 3-for-4. An RBI and a scored. Rylan Bynum also with a good day at the plate. 3-for-4. Couple of runs for a great heads up base running as well. So Delta traveled to El Jabel on Tuesday to face Aspen. I believe that game is scheduled for a first pitch of 3 o'clock. And we hear the action here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of this game, Delta 12. Mahunta 1, Delta will take home third place in the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic Tournament. You've been listening to Delta Fantasy Sports.